Tony Blair calls for a radical acceleration of vaccinations, introduction of health passports. By Kurt Zindelka on December 25, 2020. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair has called for a radical acceleration of the UK's vaccination programme and argued for the uptake of health passports, ostensibly to confront the Chinese coronavirus. The globalist left-wing former Labour leader forewarned that the virus will be with us probably for some years and therefore, the present vaccination plan must be altered and radically accelerated. Writing in The Independent on Tuesday, Mr. Blair called for all available doses of the coronavirus vaccine to be used as a first dose, as the vaccinations require two injections to be effective, and then use later shipments of the vaccine as a second dose. 30 million Johnson & Johnson vaccines, which is a one-dose vaccine, should also be with us by end of January. We should aim to use them all in February, Blair wrote. The former prime minister said that while elderly people and frontline healthcare workers should be the priority for vaccination due to heightened risk of death, the program should also target those believed to be spreading the virus, such as the student population. Mr. Blair went on to call for the immediate uptake of a form of a health passport, despite concerns that the implementation of such a system would be used to further curtail liberties in the United Kingdom. I know all the objections, but it will happen. It's the only way the world will function and for lockdowns to no longer be the sole course of action, he proclaimed. This has nothing to do with politics. I just want the government to succeed in getting on top of this virus. But we cannot afford to get this vaccination plan wrong, Blair went on. In May, the former British leader criticized President Donald Trump's approach to coronavirus, calling for increased global coordination and global leadership in dealing with the pandemic, returning to the internationalist approach taken by former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. Blair, who was a key ally of President Bush during the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan, also claimed in May that his globalist think tank, the Tony Blair Institute, has teams which are embedded in governments around the world to supposedly help countries fight against the Chinese virus. The globalist grandee has also called for increased funding for the World Health Organization, WHO, which he claimed should be given much greater heft and weight, despite criticisms levied at the UN body for pushing Chinese communist propaganda during the initial stages of the pandemic. Mr. Blair himself has been dogged by his ties to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, after a 2015 investigation from The Telegraph revealed that he served as a liaison between Abu Dhabi and the highest levels of the Communist Party and state-run corporations. The investigation found that Blair sought to drive investment into the Xinjiang province of China, where millions of Uyghurs are believed interned in concentration camps run by the CCP. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.